Cruise it through the Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford and Rosie on the house.
Misty Hyman suddenly has slipped away. O'Neill trying valiantly. Hyman's in front by about a body length. Susie's got a big job on her hands. Thomas is back third. The Australians looking at silver and bronze. Well, can O'Neill find something? This has been a great swim by the American. Hyman is still in front. O'Neill is second. Thomas is third. Misty Hyman is going to win gold for the American. Misty Hyman cannot believe it.
Ow! Man.
How can what? You not tear up when you're listening to that?
I didn't know you were going to be able to talk. Jennifer's got tears running down her cheeks.
So what race was that officially? Was that a butterfly 100 yard?
200 meter.
200 okay. meter.
Yep.
In Sydney,
I forget,
Australia.
They were swimming's meters.
Yeah. In 2000. And you know, Misty has also won 13 U.S. and 5 NCAA national titles. Now, what I want to talk about now, so we've talked about your early swimming, and we talked about AFOX and Shadow Mountain and Stanford. When and who, because you were known for thinking out of the box, you brought a whole new level of innovation to a stroke that had basically been swum the same way since its inception for who invented the butterfly stroke?
The butterfly came along very late, believe it or not. There were three strokes for a long time,
yeah.
And the butterfly actually grew out of breaststroke. And so people were trying to find faster ways to do the breaststroke, and then they started bringing their hands over, and then they... and so finally it morphed into a new stroke. So butterfly is actually the youngest stroke, believe it or not.
Well, I bet it is. A masochist invented it. I know that. So... you invented a new way to do it. Can we talk about that for a little while?
We can. I was among a handful of people that were pioneering the way of swimming underwater for butterfly and freestyle. There were other great backstrokers that had actually kind of started this trend in the backstroke and really taken it to the next level. But a lot of people didn't feel like it could apply to butterfly and freestyle. The most important thing is that it wasn't really me. The brains behind the whole operation was my coach, Bob Gillett. He was really my late coach, one of the most important people in my life. He was really the pioneer in the sport of swimming, using math and science to really look for new ways we could get better. And one of his big themes was, if you want to get better, you have to change something. And so he used math and science to look at swimming very strategically and decide, what are we going to change in order to get faster? And so really, he was the one that guided me into really exploring the underwater dolphin kick in the butterfly and use it to get to the world-class level.
What about it makes it faster? Is it because all your energy is in the water instead of some of it being wasted in the air?
Exactly. So some of it is you're carrying the speed from pushing off the wall longer, because that's the fastest moment in any swim, is when you dive off the blocks or you push off the wall, because you have something to actually push off against. And so you want to carry that speed as long as possible. And if you're underwater in a streamlined position, you have less resistance than you do on the surface when you're moving your arms. And so that's part of it. One of the things that that Coach Bob Gillett and I discovered was that I could actually get the same distance doing two kicks underwater as I could doing one stroke on the surface. And one stroke on the surface would take me 1.1 seconds, and two kicks underwater would take me 0.9. And so every time I traded off doing two kicks underwater instead of one stroke on the surface, I was able to save 0.2 seconds. And we found that, of course, very advantageous. And
now, how old are you at this point?
I was about 13 when we first started to play with the underwater kick. I was at the junior national level at the time, and I had some very big goals, and I needed to find some new ways to get faster. And so part of it came along, as some of the best things do, by accident. We were kind of experimenting with different ways to go faster, and we kind of stumbled upon the fact that I was very good underwater in a streamlined position. And then when we started timing it, we realized it was something we should really pursue and take to the next level. And so when we figured out the math of it, it made sense to train to stay underwater longer than was traditionally considered fast.
Well, then how do you go from the normal position of the dolphin kick to decide I'm going to do it sideways.
Yeah. So
how do you do that?
Right. So this happened a few years later, and I remember it very distinctly because we were at the Arizona Sports Ranch, which it was, of course, the pool was in my coach's backyard, actually. So he had built this facility where we trained. And in the winter, the small pool, we had a 4-lane, 25-yard pool that we swam in the winter. And we had a plastic dome bubble over the top of it, which kind of be foggy in the morning and has a zipper for the entrance, and which was great because it's pretty cold in the mornings in the winter if you have to jump in a pool. So so we called it the bubble. And so I remember it was holiday training in 1995, and coach came in and unzipped the zipper, came in through the fog, and he said, "Today when you do your underwater kicks, I want you to try them on your side." And he was the type of guy that always had amazing ideas. Some worked and some didn't. And I was used to being his guinea pig. So I said, okay. I shrugged my shoulders, said, okay, I'll give it a shot. And so I got in. And at this point, I'd been training the underwater kick for several years. And when I first tried my underwater kicks on my side, I actually ended up 3 lanes over because I didn't know how to steer on my side. I didn't know what to look at. Once I figured out that I could look out of the corner of my eye at the line on the bottom and I could go straight, it felt faster. And then when coach timed me, all my repeats were a few tenths faster.
Misty Hyman, gold medalist Misty Hyman, visiting with us and with you here at Rosie on the House. More with Misty when we get back.